And now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade. But first, let's listen to the O'Brien family deciding on dessert for a company dinner.
Don't be silly, dear. I wouldn't dream of serving cake. Why, Mrs. Thompson's the best cake maker in the county.
Well, does that mean she wouldn't enjoy eating someone else's cake when she's a guest?
No, but... Well, why advertise the fact that my cakes aren't as smooth textured and good eating as hers? Honestly, Mrs. Thompson's cakes are the kind most of us just dream about. I wish I knew how she does it.
Well, you can take it from me. If Mrs. Thompson's cakes are the kind that folks dream about, well, then it's pretty likely that she uses the new Sure Mix Crisco. Because with that new Crisco, you get three exclusive new cake-making advantages you don't get in any other home shortening we know of. Yes, with Crisco, you can make lighter cakes, smoother textured cakes, better eating cakes than you ever made before. That's because of a revolutionary shortening discovery, a patented discovery you get only in the new Crisco. So naturally, no other home shortening promises you the same wonderful results in cakes. No, not even the most expensive shortening. For one thing, Sure Mix Crisco gives you a different kind of cake batter. A batter smooth as satin, with none of the separating or curdling you so often get with other shortenings. I just wish you could have been in our Crisco kitchens when we tested those smoother Crisco batters. We baked literally hundreds of cakes using every well-known shortening we could buy. The Sure Mix Crisco cakes turned out lighter and smoother textured than those made with any of the other shortenings. And besides, they had a new kind of appetizing tenderness that made them the best eating cakes of all. And that's the kind of cakes you can make right in your own kitchen if you use the new Sure Mix Crisco. So order Crisco from your dealer today. And from now on, serve your family consistently light, smoother textured, better eating Crisco cakes. Well, sir, it's late in the afternoon as we approach the small house, halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mrs. Victor Gook all by herself. Mrs. Gook is established in her husband's easy chair, her sewing basket in her lap. We were untutored in such matters, but we're inclined to believe she's embroidering initials on napkins. However, we're probably mistaken because... wait a minute. Here's a voice. Listen.
Mom.
Hey, don't you be coming in that front door with your muddy feet.
I'm not.
Go around to the back.
I ain't coming in at all. What you doing?
Sewing.
Why don't you come outside? Rain's over. Sunshining now.
Well, don't stand there holding the door open.
Night's out.
Is that?
Sure is. Went out in the porch.
Well, I'm busy.
It's real swell out. Bring your sewing and come sit in the swing.
Any mail in the box?
No. You coming?
Well, we might as well take a look at this sunshine you're talking about.
No fooling, it's warm as toast.
What time is it?
Not quite 3 o'clock.
Well, wait till I get my sweater.
Oh, you won't need your sweater, Mom.
Certainly will.
No.
Well, I'm going to put it on just the same.
This is August, Mom.
Mm-hmm. August, when it pays a person to watch their step. Air is crammed, packed full of sickness.
That's what you say about every month in the year. Take it in spring, summer, fall, or winter. You always tell how the air is crammed, packed
well,
full
of
sickness.
Well, let's go for going.
Let's take advantage of the porch swing while we can.
Why?
Because the porch swing season is short and... Won't be long before we'll be taking it down and putting it in the basement.
Close the door.
It'll stay there till next year.
Say, hey, it is warm.
What'd I tell you?
Wasn't anywhere near like this noon.
The mountain has been climbing steadily up the ladder all day.
Well, last night's paper stated rise in temperatures, but I never expected this much of a change.
Me neither. Have a seat.
Oh, this is getting to be an awful junky-looking porch swing.
Next year we can slap on a coat of paint.
Yeah, we'll probably buy a new one. Half the slats on it are loose.
You and me and Dove are the types of individuals that give a porch swing rough treatment.
You mean you're the type of individuals that gives a porch swing rough treatment? Me and Dove don't invite our friends over to hang by their heels on it.
I suppose you refer to Smelly Clark.
I refer to the whole bunch of you.
Well, I guess I have to admit I belong to a pretty red-blooded, active set of fellas. My arteries pump away with energy.
Mr. Crider.
Uh-huh.
He's got his little quarter's worth of steak from Croucher's Meat Market.
How do you know?
He gets a little quarter's worth of steak every evening. Cooks it himself and eats it himself.
They aim to buy it in the bulk. Makes me think of a scheme that's figured out by Rooster Davis.
Hmm?
He's going to go in the restaurant business, see?
Hmm.
Specializing in bacon sandwiches.
Hmm.
Selling nothing but bacon sandwiches.
Hmm.
On the corner of Jefferson and Main Street.
Oh, go ahead and tell what you're going to tell. Don't just say one sentence at a time and then wait till I answer. Miss Elder's got that habit. It's a person the willies.
Eugene Partlow's got the worst habit I know of. He'll strike up a conversation with you and Tell a story or something. And they won't give you a chance to tell a story.
And Miss Applewhite will do that, too.
The other day I saw Eugene in Tapman's vacant lot.
It was Mr. Clark.
Uh-huh.
He's got his little umbrella up.
Wonder why. The rain stopped.
Well, he carries it to keep off the sun. He had sunstroke one time and's been scared of it ever since.
Yeah?
Hmm? He always wears tennis shoes on account of that, too.
Because he got sunstroke?
Mm-hmm. When he was a young man working on a farm, he keeled over from the heat. Affected his ankle some way. He had to wear tennis shoes ever since to be comfortable.
Funny place to get sunstroke, in the ankle.
Yeah, but that's the way it is.
Pretty nice sitting here in the porch swing, huh?
Lovely day, all right.
Ain't you glad I called you out?
Never was so happy in my life.
Well, if you pass a sarcastic remark, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. I like to see a streak of fun in an individual's makeup. The way I look at it, an American citizen ought to own. Huh?
Miss Simmons turning off on Kelsey.
Uh-huh.
She's got her little girl.
Oh, I was telling you about Eugene Partlow and how he won't give you a chance in the conversation. The other day, I got talking with him up in Tapman's vacant lot, and he whipped out a story concerning a big fish as caught by his Uncle Verniel. When he got through and I said, that's fine, I started to tell about a big fish. But do you think he'd let me? No, sir, he plowed right ahead with a story about another big fish as caught by his Uncle Hook.
Oh, that's Miss Apparat to a T. And if a person does get a word in edgeways, she don't listen. You can tell by the expression on her face. She's just waiting for you to get through so she can go ahead again.
Uh-huh.
Guess I don't really need this sweater at that.
Shall I help you slip it off?
No, I'm going to leave it on. People shouldn't take chances in August. The air seems balmy, but you can't ever tell. It's our next-door neighbor there in Dixon, Mr. Slither. He went out one morning to get the newspaper in his undershirt. Come back in the house, give a sneeze, went to bed and stayed there for 6 weeks. Wasn't the least bit funny. They were poor people, and he did piecework in a foundry, and I remember that sick spell ate up everything they had in the bank. My mother used to take hot dishes over a lot.
No, that sure was quick work. Just give one sneeze and they went to bed.
Yeah.
Are you sure somebody didn't shoot him in the head with a revolver?
Things like that ain't to be joked about, son. Here goes Mr. Ruggers.
He's got his little rake to rake the leaves with.
When are you going to get at our leaves?
Oh, Saturday, maybe.
Yes, and on Saturday you'll come around with monstrous big plans about 9 innings of baseball over in Tapman's vacant lot, and the leaves will stay right where they are.
Well, I think maybe I can arrange my schedule so I'll have a few minutes to devote to raking.
Take a lot more than a few minutes.
Well, we'll see.
I'll say we will.
Years back, in my younger days, I used to get quite a kick out of autumn leaves. I used to enjoy running through them.
Aunt Bess and I used to do that. One day we were running through piles of leaves, and Aunt Bess tripped over a pig that was asleep in one of them.
Oh, I didn't finish telling you. Go ahead.
You didn't finish what?
Telling you about Rooster and the bacon sandwiches. But go ahead with your story. Aunt Bess tripped over a pig, huh?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, that was all. She fell down and was scared, and the pig ran away squealing.
They tell me pigs will eat people.
Yes, I understand they will.
Be a very miserable way to die, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
Newspapers state Mr. Ray Johnson of this city passed away yesterday as a result of being...
Oh, Raj, for goodness sake.
Well,
yeah. Isn't that the little Rogers girl across the street?
It's one of them.
She's got her tam-o-shanter on.
Uh-huh. Really a swell day, ain't it, boy?
Yep. And by tonight, there might be a thunderstorm come up.
Well, I doubt it.
You can't ever tell about August weather that way. Why, one time there in Dixon, it come up a hailstorm so big that the whole town was covered with hail a foot deep. I remember.
Oh, I never told you.
Huh?
I still haven't told you about Rooster Davis and the bacon sandwiches.
Well, tell it.
Go ahead with what you were telling.
Well, that's all there was to it. One time in Dixon, during what looked like a calm summer day, it come up a hailstorm to where the ground was covered a foot deep.
Very remarkable.
What about Rooster and the sandwiches?
He's going to start a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
In this restaurant, he's going to sell nothing but bacon sandwiches.
Huh.
Going to deal in bacon sandwiches exclusively.
Hmm.
Restaurant's going to be right downtown.
Yeah.
Corner of Main and Jefferson Streets.
Oh, there you go again.
How do you mean?
Well, instead of telling it and finishing it, you just say one sentence at a time and make a person answer.
Oh.
What about Rooster and his bacon sandwiches?
Well, he's going to have a live pig out in back of the restaurant, see?
Uh-huh.
And whenever a customer comes in and orders a bacon sandwich, Rooster steps outdoors with a knife and cuts off a piece of bacon.
Cuts it off the pig?
Sure. All bacon comes from pigs.
Well, I know that's foolish. What's the point?
The point is that the pig's alive.
Well?
The pig is given ether and chloroform so it won't hurt. A chunk of bacon is removed. A trained nurse steps forward and nurses a pig back to health and strength. He eats his dinner and gets fat, making more bacon. Another customer wants a sandwich, so Rooster again puts his pig to sleep with ether and chloroform and again cuts off a chunk. Sure. See, all you need is one pig. You don't lead a very gay life of it, what with being stabbed every little
Ish.
Time.
Ish.
Huh?
Ish.
Okay.
Here comes Mr. Foster on his bicycle.
Uh-huh.
He's got his dinner bucket tied to his handlebars.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going in the house.
Oh, why, Ma?
Oh, I've got things to do.
Well, it's been a pleasant chat.
Yeah.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until tomorrow. Say, it's apple pie time again, and I'll bet your men folks are really glad. There's nothing a man likes more than a juicy apple pie for dessert. Now, I kind of like my apple pies made of brown sugar. You ever tried one that way? The brown sugar gives the apples a real swell flavor. Brings out all the tang in them. I like pie crust made with Crisco, too. Boy, when you sink your teeth into Crisco pastry, you've really got something. So tender and flaky and doggone delicious. Crisco pastry is digestible, too. No shortening we know of comes to you purer, fresher, or creamier than Sure Mix Crisco. And say, if you really want a treat, make a cake with new Sure Mix Crisco. Because we don't know of another home shortening that brings you the three exclusive cake-making advantages you get in new Sure Mix Crisco. Cakes that are consistently lighter, smoother textured, and better eating than any you've ever made before. Yes, that's what our baking test proved. So get Crisco today and use it for all your baking and frying. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Say tomorrow. This is Nell Allen speaking.